Good morning. Welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan. I am still digging that new music.
In the glow of the new music.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, let's have a couple of white wines to glow with that.
Okay.
Our first wine is a Riesling from the Rheingau region of Germany, and this is the Schumann Nageler Riesling. I bought this because it said Schumann on it, and anything that says Schumann, I'm buying.
And that's fine, and I know a Nageler, so it's perfect.
There you go. And there's a nail. Nagel is a nail, so in German, and there's a wonderful nail. The label is fantastic. The vintage is 2017. Christopher Philipp Rheingau Riesling, Deutscher Qualitätswein, a nice picture of what looks like his great-grandparents on the back.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy this wine very much. $16 Riesling, dry as can be, not particularly Riesling-like.
Right, this doesn't have that heavy petrol, maybe a little rose petal, but it's subdued. All the flavors are subdued, but in a classy way. So you still get a little bit of apricot, you get a little bit of lime juice, and again, a little bit of floral quality, but it's not over the top. It's not sweet. There's no residual sugar in it. Really nice for summertime. I would think also soft cheeses, maybe some seafood.
I think this is a great Thanksgiving wine, too. Mm. This was on the wine list at Gertrude's when I had dinner there a little while ago. Good job, Gertrude's. And I went and bought a case. So I'll have some for Thanksgiving.
That's a high recommendation.
There you go. Our second wine is from Santa Barbara County. It's a Fess Parker 2017 Chardonnay. And this was a very nostalgic wine for both of us.
It's a little smoky on the nose and a little smoky on the palate. Not overwhelming, but it just takes you back to when maybe you first had a Chardonnay, first had a California Chardonnay, and it was reminding us of all these nostalgic foods. You'd been craving Waldorf salad recently. I'd been thinking about making chicken Marbella from the Silver Palette cookbook. And it's funny how those tastes really bring back certain memories and certain times. I think this is a really well-made Chardonnay. Aside from the smokiness from the oak, it has a little bit of the butter, a little bit of the apple flavor, but it's really nicely done.
At $16, Fess Parker is doing a nice job. 14.1% alcohol. 2017 Fess Parker Santa Barbara County Chardonnay. A beautiful place and a nice wine.
It certainly doesn't taste like 14.1.
It doesn't, does it? It's nicely integrated.
Mm-hmm.
I thought so too. Good call. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polewski.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.